You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Vincent, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have got an issue with a leaking ceiling. I'm not sure if it's coming from my roof or from my air conditioners. Doesn't do it all the time, but sometimes when it rains, it comes down, and then other times when it's not raining, it comes down. So we're kind of at a loss. We've got a metal roof on it. It's an older structured house.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe the drip edge at the going where it goes into the guttering, you know, but like I said, I've not had any luck because I'll think I have it fixed, and then it'll come a rain, and it comes in again.
It comes in again, right. So what have you been doing to fix it? Have you been sealing the seams in the metal roof?
Yeah, we got up and put some caulking and stuff along the, where, you know, where the edges and stuff was, and it's supposed to be a 20-year roof, and we've only had it on the house for probably about 8 years.
Wait a minute. So if this is a metal roof, it's supposed to be a 100-year roof. I mean, metal roofs last a long time. Here's what I would do. I would try to make it leak. So I would go up there. Can you get up there in that area with a hose?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would try to make it leak. So I would try, you know, a normal light duty rainfall when it falls down from the top and see if that does anything. And then I would try some directional pressure against those seams and see if I can figure out what type of driving rainstorm is coming in here. Because I suspect it is due to the rain driving in on those. And it might be trapped in there. And that's why it maybe comes out days later after a rainfall. I don't know. But I think what you're going to have to do is to try to figure out what part of that is breaking down. And then once you do, if you've already gone the caulk route, I would suggest taking apart that section of the roof and then putting it back together with the proper sealants to make sure you get it done once and for all.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's the way to approach that.
We've got to repair the ceiling, but we're not going to repair the ceiling.
You don't want to do that until you know you got this leak done. Yeah. And by the way, when you do repair that ceiling, make sure you use primer on it, because if you don't prime over leak stains, they're going to come right through the finished paint, okay?
Yeah, actually, I think what we're going to do is put up a lip siding or like a, not a paneling, but it's a plank that'll go up and get rid of the popcorn that's up there right now.
Oh, yeah, well, listen, you know the four most expensive words in home improvement while you're at it.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.